Chapter 2 Dayton Clifford stepped off the sun-bleached stagecoach in Paye Caliente with a black leather travel case in his left hand. He set the case at his feet, slapped the fine brown powder from the sleeves of his long riding duster, and looked around, his teeth lightly clenching the stem of his briar pipe. His gaze centered on three men walking toward him from the direction of a small adobe cantina where a dark-skinned young woman stood in the doorway staring after them. Without taking his eyes off the men, he reached down, struck a match on his belt buckle, and held the flame to the bowl of his pipe. When he shook the match out and flipped it away, a stream of gray smoke rose up around him in the still air. His hand instinctively rested near the bone-handled Colt in a holster strapped high and level across his chest.
"Hola, Mr. Clifford," said the man, walking a foot ahead of the other two. His right hand raised chest high in a show of peace. "I'm Ben Mazel. We're the men you're meeting here. You are Mr. Clifford, I take it. The fellow Maynard Aubrey hired from Chicago?"
Clifford only gave a slight nod of acknowledgement.
"Good," said Mazel. He thumbed toward the two men behind him. "This here is Lon Pence and Kenny Brewer."
Gesturing toward a hitch rail in front of the cantina, where a man wearing buckskins stood among four horses and a loaded pack mule, he added,
"That's L.V. Hale over there. We all call him Rawhide."
"Indeed," said Dayton Clifford, coldly appraising all three men as they stopped 10 feet away. The other two touched their fingers to their hat brims. Lon Pence stood well over 6 feet tall and weighed close to 300 pounds, all of that weight being muscle that appeared to have been carved out of granite. Brewer was younger, shorter, a thin, wiry man who stood slouching on one foot, wearing a fixed grin and a pair of darkened sun-visor-type spectacles riding low on the bridge of his nose. Seeing Clifford look him up and down with an expression of disdain, Brewer reached up with his middle finger and shoved the spectacles up to cover his eyes. Clifford ignored the gesture.